Community nerves are running high in West Auckland after two shootings in as many weeks. Four people have been charged with murder after father of two, Robert Hart, was shot dead in a Newland driveway earlier this month, while another man was critically injured after being shot in Blockhouse Bay last week. While some residents are worried, a local board member says the situation is under control. Jean Bell reports.
Blockhouse Bay resident Penelope Hart says she's going about her day-to-day life a little more on guard.
It's always in the back of your mind. You're walking around in your subconscious, you know, several people have been shot.
Newland local Dilip Mahoon thinks he's noticed an increase in violence in his time in the neighbourhood.
Well, I lived here for about 25 years. Oh, it never used to happen before. Should not have happened.
Doreen Law says Auckland is a big city.
Just not Newland, is it? I mean, it happens out south too.
Helen McMillan is used to the scream of sirens and the police helicopter thrumming overhead.
In some ways it doesn't surprise me, I'm not particularly worried, but there does seem to be sort of violence all over the place, and it has been quite a lot out west here.
Faux local board chairperson Kay Thomas is noticing people are more worried, but she thinks the community can handle it.
The terror incident at Countdown showed us that the community's resilient, supports each other, a very, very diverse community, and people step up to support each other when that's needed. But there is significant concern.
She says people are publicly expressing those concerns.
A lot of it's communicated through Facebook, as you can imagine, and people expressing worry that things are out of control in the area. They're not, but it can seem like that.
With more people at home due to the lockdown, she thinks police activity is more noticeable.
I think we're more aware of what's going on around us, and people are at home, so they're aware that the police helicopters are. So there is more awareness of what's happening, especially during the day in the neighbourhood.
Ngāti Awhawuk, who lives in Avondale, thinks lockdown restrictions have added fuel to the fire.
Especially this lockdown, yeah. There's been more violence. It gets to you mentally, so. Because there have been robberies and, like, the dairies down my street as well and stuff like that, yeah.
Faux local board chairperson Kay Thomas agrees.
The pandemic is creating lots of stress on families and individuals that are probably already stressed. The pandemic and the uncertainty adds to their stresses.
She says the police are working hard to keep the community safe. We asked for an interview with local police, but this request was declined.